BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Where are Josh and Pip? Shouldn't they be doing this?
Oh, they're putting the finishing touches to the barn.
Oh.
Hey, Ben did a great job with washing, didn't he?
He did. Why am I the one who has to crouch down and clip their legs? I'm not as young as I was, you know.
Well, I'm not exactly having the time of my life up here, Ruth. I am concentrating on combing her back. You look after her legs. Brookfield High Heels needs to look her best.
David, I do know how to groom a Hereford.
She's a very special heifer.
Did you hear that, High Heels, huh?
Hey, but look at her conformation, Ruth. What a body, huh? And she's got a brilliant temperament to go with it. She'll be a star of the show ring one day.
How come the bride and groom are so keen to have wedding photos with her?
Oh, so the bride's granddad used to breed Herefords.
Mm.
And once they saw our herd on the website, they almost didn't bother coming to view the barn. They were sold from then on in.
Well, that's her legs clipped, but I am not oiling a hoof. I'll leave the pedicure to you.
Righto.
How was Mr. Sadler?
Oh, he only just left, poor man. He finished off that box of tissues.
Oh, poor chap. Let me grab some more from the stock.
No, I'll get them in a minute. It's my job, not yours.
Right. Oh, and he left his cat carrier. Asked if we could give it to someone else who might need it. Denise is sterilising it at the moment. I'm sure we can find a good home for it.
No worries, Alistair.
Right. Good, thanks.
Euthanasia is difficult, isn't it?
Well, it's never easy, leaving your closest companion behind.
I mean, the whole transactional nature of it.
Ah.
The machine refused his card the first time.
Oh.
It was a bit awkward.
And they call that Murphy's Law?
I think that's why some people ask to pay in advance. And then he asked me to print out a load of paperwork for him. All the time he's standing there, crying his eyes out.
Well, thank you for being so caring, Paul. And I'd better get ready for my next appointment.
Do you want a coffee? I'm making one for myself.
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Do you have a moment?
Well, not really. My next client's due any minute. Is it urgent?
I wanted to talk to you. About you and my mum.
Oh. I thought we weren't going to discuss it at work. Or anywhere else, for that matter.
Well, actually, I suppose it's more about you and me. I owe you an apology. I'm sorry I've been such a pain.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul.
I've been struggling, and I still am, but that's not an excuse for the way I've been behaving. I know I've been getting under your skin, deliberately, and I'm sorry.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that, Paul, I really do.
Perhaps we can talk more later, if you have the time. I can see there's a gap in your diary this afternoon. We could have a coffee outside in the yard. Grab some sunshine.
Yes, all right. Sounds good to me.
Well, all I can say is that High Heels was truly magnificent. So well behaved.
Sounds like a job well done. Shame I missed a performance.
Yeah, no, it's just a joyful wedding reception.
Cheers, David.
Yeah, cheers. Mm. Mm. I managed to get a few photos on my phone. Yeah. See?
Oh, High Heels with the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
And their wellies. Great. Oh, she's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, I must say, it was nice of the bride's father to give us this bottle. Do you want a top up?
Shouldn't we save some for Josh and Pip?
Ah, still more than a drop in there.
When you say quite a few photos of High Heels, you weren't exaggerating.
Yeah, got a bit carried away.
Do you actually have any photos of me on here?
I might have deleted them, you know, to make space for more Herefords.
Oi!
Oi! He spilled my drink.
So who's this guy holding the fancy camera?
Oh, that's the official photographer.
Why is he grimacing like that? He looks like he's in agony.
Yeah, I accidentally caught him mid-sneeze.
What? That's him sneezing?
Yeah, poor man couldn't stop. Turns out he was allergic to high heels. Mm-hmm. It's quite funny, really. Oh,
I think we can definitely mark this down as another successful Brookfield wedding.
Yep, high heels was the hit of the day. I wonder what Dad and Grandad would have thought of all this. Wedding parties in the Brookfield yard.
Well, that's diversification for you.
You know, high heels will make a great show, Hereford. I can really see her in the cow and calf classes. You know, Ruth, I'd love to do some more showing as I get nearer retirement.
You sure the champagne hasn't gone to your head?
Hmm? What do you mean?
Did you just mention the R word?
Under the circumstances, your dad was pretty reasonable. I think he realised how your mum felt about me. He wanted to know whether I was serious about her.
Really? Well, he asked you that.
When I told him how much I love your mum, he could see I meant it. It was then that he told me that he realised it was all over. His marriage to your mum. He was being very honest, very calm, very understanding. Your dad's a good man, Paul. In another life, I'm sure he and I could be friends, but... Honestly, Paul, I truly hate the fact that I've been instrumental in your parents' breakup.
I see.
And it's been awful seeing the pain that it's causing you. I didn't want it to be like this, and I am truly sorry. Why don't we head back over the wheat field?
It's just been so much to take in all in one go.
Yeah, I know. I hated keeping it a secret from you. Your mum and I both did. It was excruciating. And we both hate to see how hurt you are.
I appreciate you trying to talk to me before. I'm really sorry I was so awful, but it felt to me at the time that you were abusing your position. I just saw red.
Yeah, I can see that. It's all been so difficult. And honestly, I don't blame you for reacting the way you did. But what I really wanted to say to you is that I... honestly, don't assume I can ever have the sort of bond with you that connects you with your mum and dad. But over time, I hope that we might at least, well, yeah, get to know each other a bit better.
It still really hurts, Alistair. I can't describe it. But I appreciate that.
Do you think you can ever get used to the idea of your mum and I being together?
I don't know. It's not the idea I have to get used to. It's the reality.
Oh, yeah. It's a good way to put it.
That's the sort of thing only Jakob could say without it sounding weird, isn't it? Oh, hang on. What's this?
Now, there's something you don't see every day on a public bridal way.
Oh, you can say that again. A man on a horse in a ringmaster's costume.
Justin mentioned yesterday that George was making some promotional videos for the Stables Cantering On event.
That is Justin, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it most definitely is, in fancy dress. Oh, I can only imagine Lillian talked him into it.
Hi, Justin! Give us a wave!
Well, you'd think he'd at least give us a wave back.
I think he's dying inside. Now I can't wait to see George's videos. Oh, it's Ruth. One sec. Hi, Ruth.
Alistair, there's something wrong with one of our heifers. We can't work out what it is.
How's she behaving?
Ruth, can you ask him to come as soon as he can, please?
She's just standing there looking depressed. Every now and then she staggers around a bit and then stands still again. We can't tell if she's in pain or not.
She's drooling and fiddling with her tongue. It's not like her at all.
She's drooling and...
Yes, I heard. When did you first notice?
Well, only just now, really. She was perfectly fine an hour ago. Very cheerful, in fact. David's been with her most of the day. She's our star Hereford heifer.
Right, I think I should come over right away.
Any idea what it might be?
Well, I won't know for sure till I get there.
Is there anything we should be doing?
Just stay with her. Make sure she's on her halter. I'll be there as quick as I can.
I can't understand it. She was fine earlier. Star of the wedding party.
Yeah, it sounds like she had a lovely time.
And now she's not eating?
No.
Well, it's the drooling that worries me. I'm going to need to examine her mouth. Paul, hand me some gloves, please. You haven't tried already, have you?
Here you go, Alistair.
No, we decided not to look in her mouth ourselves.
Very wise.
Didn't want to risk getting bitten.
Well, keep hold of a halter and I'll pop in the mouth gag. Don't suppose you have some baler twine in one of your many pockets, David?
Naturally. There you go. Baler twine.
I'll take that.
Easy, girl. We'll get you sorted.
That should be long enough.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I like to tie something onto the gag as a precaution to stop it accidentally slipping down her throat. It fits between the upper and lower molars. Like this, see?
That is a snug fit.
It's a bit like a metal version of the rubber ones you get at the dentist.
All right then, my girl. Now, let's have a look under your tongue. And between your teeth. Right cheek. Left. Ah. What's this then? I think we might have located the culprit. Let's just ease it out nice and gently.
What on earth is that?
Oh, it looks like a crisp packet.
So it's litter.
Must have got trapped in her teeth and then bunched up into a ball in her cheek.
I don't believe it. She could have choked on that.
No, sadly, it's something I see all too often. Only a couple of months ago, I got called out to a heifer who'd suffocated. Oh, hang on, that's me. Paul, do you mind removing the gag for me? She should be all right now.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Alistair.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Excuse me a moment.
All right then, you beauty. Let's slip this out, shall we?
It's so infuriating. Yeah, sure, I picked up two whole bags of other people's rubbish just the other week. How can people be so inconsiderate?
I know. Time for a cuppa, I think.
Good idea. I'll make it. I'll see you back at the house.
Okay.
Summer's the worst time. With all the visitors, so many animals get injured or worse. Foxes, hedgehogs, deer, geese. Either they ingest the litter or it gets entangled. Drink cans, plastic bags, disposable vapes even.
Alistair was great, wasn't he? Has such a good heart, don't you think?
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
You two make a fine team.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Oh, Josh tells me he's back as a helper on the under-16s cricket.
Oh, is he?
A complete U-turn. Seems he and Alistair are back on the same team again.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh, looks like he's off the phone. I'll go and see if David needs a hand with the tea. Come up to the house when you're ready, both of you.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
Shouldn't we get back?
Yeah, we ought to.
Oh, was that another call out?
No, head office. Don James, in fact. He's heard the gossip about me and your mum. And he didn't sound very happy about it. Wants to see me in his office next week.